Scripture this morning, I invite you to turn to Psalm 103. Psalm 103. We will start at the first verse. Psalm 103, beginning at verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as the grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto his children's children, to such as keep his covenant or his word, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. I trust the Lord will bless our hearts with this portion of his word, preparing us for what God has laid on our brother's heart to share with us. Let's remain standing for prayer. We do want to thank you, dear Lord, for the privilege that's ours to gather in your name this day. We thank you for this precious psalm, which reminds us to remember your faithfulness and to bless your holy name for all you are and who you are. How that you have cared for us, how you have provided for us. Lord, we think about all of those things that we have because of you. We look unto you as our source for everything. We know that we would have nothing apart from you. Life itself is a gift from you. And all that you provide, how you sustain us, care for us. But we think, Lord, our greatest blessing to remember is that which came about when, in your love for sinful mankind, you sent your only begotten Son. And you willed that he would be a living sacrifice put upon that cross, giving his very life's blood so that our sins could be forgiven. The debt paid, that we might one day be able to be made the righteousness of Christ in and through him. How we thank you and praise you for this. We thank you, Lord, for this gathering this morning. We thank you for this brother and sister whom our church has been involved with some 17, 18 years, something like that. We thank you for their heart's desire to faithfully serve you in their native country. We thank you for how you have used them, how you have blessed them, how you are leading them. And we do pray especially that you would enable our brother this morning as he struggles with our language. We struggle with it enough ourselves sometimes to use proper grammar, how difficult it is to come from another country, to speak a language that is not dear to your heart. And I pray that you would really just enable him today to say what he wants to say and what would glorify you, and give us the ability to understand that we would truly be able to receive what you have put on his heart for us. We ask this all for your glory and honor. In your name we pray, amen. And you may be seated. Moises and Rosa were telling us, well, I couldn't remember how long back it was, how many years ago, when we first met them. We were a lot younger then. But as we got to talking, so were they. We're not the only ones that have gotten older. And as we talked, it was maybe in 98 or 99, somewhere in there, we met this young couple in their mid-30s with two little girls that we had fun teasing and playing with as they stayed at our house for a few days. And Moises, as we did the math, I said, how old are you now, Moises? He said, I'm 50. We did the math. I was either 50 or 51 when we first met them. So, this is how I looked when I first met them. Without hair. That's right, without hair. But boy, he had a head of dark hair back then. Oh, the years of time, they do something to us, don't they? That's distinguished, though, the distinguished gray. Yeah, distinguished gray, they call that. Give me the old brown stuff anytime. I don't mean that bottled stuff either. I mean the real stuff. Well, we have enjoyed fellowship with them over the years. They invited us to come and see them, and you recall back in 2009, we went and spent about a week and a half of ministry with Martin and Linda Valcarcel in Barcelona, and then we moved on to Olot, Spain, and had another week of ministry with them. And I was thinking as I was reading the scripture this morning, you know, it wasn't hard for me at all to go and preach in his church, because I spoke English, and I would just say a sentence or two at a time, and then he would and translate it for the people. And I was thinking, you know, if I guess I could stand up here and translate it for you, but he's never asked me to. And so we're just trusting. And my heart goes out to him. I mean, if I would have had to preach in Spanish, spare the brethren and sisters there, I'm telling you. It would have been a couple of words and I would have been done. Some of you say, amen, brother. But anyway, Lord bless you, Moises, as you come. And God's going to help us understand what he's put on your heart for us.
Thank you.
Yep. You're hot.
Good morning. Well, it's a pleasure to be once again with you. It was 4 years ago that we came and visited you, and certainly we have been looking forward. My wife and I, this church has a special place in our lives. Thank you very much for all these years of faithful support. Thank you also for the cards you send us from time to time. We read what you write there. And certainly it's amazing how many times your words, God takes them and put it in our hearts, and it's supplies for the day. And thank you very much. Certainly is a joy to be here this morning and to give thanks to the Lord for all what you have done for us, and the hospitality and friendship with the pastor, and Certainly, we are delighted to be here. My name is Moses, and I come from a Christian home. My parents, they have several children, all them named after Bible names. And I was saved when I was 10 years old under the ministry of Martin Valcárcel. My wife, she comes from a Catholic background. She was saved at the same church when she was 16 years old. We began to work in the children's ministry at the church. We wanted to know more about the Lord, and it was the possibility to come to the United States for our Bible training. So my wife and I, we got married, and after a month, we came to the United States. We went to North Carolina, spent 4 years there learning the Bible. Is where I got my accent, in North Carolina. And my wife's accent is different. But it was a joy to come to the States, to this lovely country, lovely people. So we returned back in 1992 to the city of Olot, which we have been 24 years working there. But the Lord has opened the opportunity, an open door to go to another city and establish a new ministry. And this evening we will like to talk more about that. But I would like for you, please, if you can open your Bibles in Psalm chapter 37, and I would like to share with you some very simple principles for a day like this. Psalm 37. It's a joy and a joy to be a Christian in the 21st century. And one of the reasons is because we know that the Lord ruleth. My wife, she has sung a song, "We rest on thee, our shield and our defender." It's a joy to know that the Lord is in control of everything. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And He rules history. He is sovereign God. And we believe that. But also, we not only believe it, but we live it. We live in the sovereignty of God. He is the one that rules history. So we must say without any fear that the Lord is with us. He is the one that rules history, but also rules our lives. So we must be secure in Him. We are secure in Him. There were two men one time looking in the jail, looking through the same window, and one saw stars and the other bars. That's the same window can give you two different sights. You can look to the world and see how the things are going there, and it's the spirit of darkness upon the earth. There is so much sin in the world, so much darkness, and you can look to the world and get desperate of what is really happening, and get afraid, or get mad, or get even upset of the things of the world. That's the spirit of the age, and the world is living that spirit of the age. But we Christians, we must remember that we have the Spirit of the Lord in us, and we must be filled with the Spirit of the Lord. That's another kind of spirit. You can look through the same world and have two different views, bars or stars. You can see the world and be upset for what the things are happening, or you can look to the world and say what the Bible says. For God so loved the world, He gave His begotten Son. You can see the world and look to the world with hope, because the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. One time we were living there, but the Lord took us from there and put in us another kind of spirit. He put in us the Holy Spirit. So we are living with hope. We know that He is the one that rules life and history, and He is also ruling our lives. We are of the Lord. One time I remember in the city of Olot, I was with my bicycle. In our place, it's just beautiful. We are surrounded by 40 volcanoes. It's just green, very nice place. I was going with my bicycle, and as I was riding the bicycle, I met a shepherd with a flock. And there were a lot of sheep behind him. So I began to talk with him, and I said, "How many sheep do you have?" And he said, "I have 400. It was not too many, but he said, 400. So I told him, "Are all they right there?" And he said, "Yes." So I said to him, "How do you know it?" And it was really, he said that, "Because they are mine." And I thought, wow, what a truth. I took my bike and I continued riding, thinking about that. A shepherd who said, "All of them are mine, I know them." That's a truth for this generation of Christians. We are of the Lord, and He's in control of everything. I know that you are going through this situation with the elections, and it really bothers you, and some maybe will get upset or what's really happening. Don't worry, in Spain, we don't have a government for 6 months already. So we are in a different situation. But you can really get upset of what is happening. And in Psalm 37, we are going to see four principles that maybe will help us. Because life is just complicated, very complicated. And the King of David gives four principles to make life more simple. Look at what is happening in verse 37. He was living also in a very difficult time. And it says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity." It's like saying, do not be upset, do not be moved against the evil. Do not be inflamed with indignation. We have the Spirit of the Lord in our lives. We have the joy, happiness. We have the hope, and we have the Spirit of the Lord who is moving in us. The world has another kind of spirit. We know who is ruling, who belong to, so we can rest in the Lord. And David was saying, do not fret not thyself because of evildoers. He is going to give us four principles that maybe will help us. In verse 3, it says, the first principle, trust in the Lord. What are you going to do when things are going to go this way of darkness and apathy and indifference and the world is going this way? It's saying the same thing. Trust in the Lord. There is not other way for the Christian life than trusting the Lord. My wife and I, we came to the States one time for our furlough, and we were in Gettysburg. And we visited that place, very nice place. So our daughters were 8 years and 6 years old. And Irene, our oldest daughter, she climbed upon a rock. It was a very high place. So we just were walking there, and I saw my daughter, our daughter, upon the rock. And I said to my daughter, "Jump." And it was high place, and thinking that she was not going to jump. But she really did. She just went flying. And I was just trying to catch her, which I did. We were with some friends, and they took a picture of that. And they developed the picture, and they gave us the picture some weeks later. And in the picture, you can see my daughter flying, and I'm like that with the hands. And they gave us that nice picture, and at the back of the picture, they wrote, "This is faith." What is faith? It's trusting in the Lord. a father saying to a daughter, jump, I will catch you. You remember what the book of Deuteronomy said? It says, the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. We are secure in him. No matter what will happen in life, we know that God is our shield and our defender. He is our shepherd, and we shall not want. He cares for us. And the only way to live the Christian life in the 21st century, as all the centuries before, is just trusting in the Lord. We have been doing that for many years, and there is not other way to live the Christian life. It's like saying, I'm going to give my life to the Lord, and I'm going to do it with a burning heart. Because he is my Father, his arms are beneath me, and he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and he has history in his hands, and I am in him, and he cares for me. That's a truth that really it must be all days with us, trusting in the Lord. I remember one time in our church, we had a small boy. His name is Samuel. And I was teaching something about the consecration and giving the life to the Lord. So I said, Samuel, I'm going to give you $50. It was 50 euros. I say, I'm going to give you 50 euros and only I am only ask you one thing to do. Will you agree with that? He said, yes. I said, it's not a difficult thing. You will not need to go anywhere. Just, will you agree with that? He said, yes. So I said, these are 50 euros for you. It's a gift from me. And he was waiting. What do you want for me to do? And I was a little sad for what I was going to say, but I said, give me the 50 euros back. And he was, wow. And he gave me the 50 euros back. He said, what do you mean by that? I said, Samuel, God has given you life as a gift. And the only thing he requested is that you will give his life, your life, back to him. It does not belong to you. It's just a gift. And when God says, trust in me, it's because he's our Father who has given life, eternal life, and he said, I will be with you to the end of the world. Just trust in me. Even in a dark time like that, you trust in the Lord. In the happiest time of your life, just trust in the Lord. And when things seem that does not have any sense, I know that God is beneath me, holding my life. And when I do that, life becomes more simple when I am close to thee, one of the songs we sing. Life becomes more sweeter when I am close to thee, Lord. When I do that, it comes the second principle in verse 4. It says, if I trust in the Lord, David is saying also, fret not thyself because of evildoers, just trust in the Lord. Verse 4, delight thyself also in the Lord. Delight thyself also in the Lord. It's like saying, take refined pleasure. The most exquisite delight be in the existence of God. His name, his titles, his attribute, his work, his providence, his goodness. Just delight in the Lord. In Spain, we have one of the best cooks in the world. His name is Ferran Adrián. He was in New York in some cooking things and lessons and so on. He runs a very important restaurant in Spain. But you see that dishes he prepares, I don't like high cuisine. It's just two little things. Just maybe they would be tasted, but we really like a good meal. Just a good meal. And I was thinking about that, and I said, you know, when you have the Lord in your life, he sets the table, all the blessings. And he said, if you trust in me, just delight in me. It's like saying, in a world like that, We must be filled with the Spirit of the Lord, trusting in Him, in delighting in Him. Open the windows of your life and let the fresh air come and say, Lord, You are my shield, my defender, my all in all. And I just delighting in Him of what You have done for me at the cross of Calvary. One of the greatest contradictions is to see a Christian not delighting in the Lord. Every time we think of our lives, we say, what has happened to our lives? He came to our lives and saved us and gave us life, eternal life. And He has been our shepherd and we have not lack of anything. We are just delighting in the Lord. And David says, do not get upset of what the world is going. Just delight in the Lord. But also it says in verse 5, give us another principle in verse 5. It gave us, commit thy way unto the Lord. You see, everything just goes to the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Delight also in the Lord. And commit thy way unto the Lord. In Spain, like you have here, as you go to the malls or places where they have a lot of stores, they tell you in the directory where you are. And it's like a red dot. You are here. But in Spain, we have also the same. But in the years past, they used to have a place that was called Meeting Point. And it was like saying, if we get lost, I will meet you in the meeting point. Well, in the meeting point, instead of having a red dot, they used to put a cross. And I thought, that's great. If we get lost in our lives, we will meet you at the cross. Everywhere you go in the world, it can be Spain, Africa, India, all the Christians around the world. We are just in this big world, but we must go just to the cross. That's our meeting point. Because the cross, in the cross, has meaning for everything in life. What God did for us at the cross of Calvary and all the benefits that came from the cross. If we get lost in life, just go to the cross. If we get lost in our lives because of situations, God, take me back to the cross where everything has meaning there. And it's saying the psalm, trust in the Lord, delight in Him, and commit thy ways unto the Lord. It's not easy. I know that I'm speaking, but when it comes to practice, that's hard. It's really hard. It's even hard to trust in the Lord. It's hard to delight in the Lord. It's hard to commit our ways unto the Lord. There was a man in our church that one time I said to him, we will go to Barcelona. It was an hour and a half driving. And he is one of those dear friends that he needs to know everything that is going to happen in the way. What time are we going to leave? What time are we going to arrive? How much is it going to cost? Where are we going to park? Where are we going to eat? What kind of food? Everything needed to be known. And sometimes we are the same way with the Lord. We need to know all things. And said the Lord said, no, you don't need. You just need to live every day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will be glad and rejoice in Him because I have trust in Him. And I am delighting in Him. And God, You will rule as You rule history. You will rule my little life. You remember Jesus? He said that many times. I will be with you to the end of the world. Do not fear. He said that many times to the disciples. Do not fear. Fear. Do not get your heart with the emotion that, no, God is our king and He ruleth. When we do that, it comes the principle number 4. very needed in this time. It says, rest in the Lord. The Spanish Bible has another translation. It says, be silent, be still. We human beings, we like to talk a lot about us and our things, and we just like to talk. It's good. But when the Lord talks, better be silent. There was 150 times that in the Bible says in the Old Testament, and God spoke to Moses, saying, 150. It's good because my name is Moses, so I pay attention about that. And the Lord speaks to Moses, and it's like saying, just as you are trusting in me and delighting in me, commit thy way unto me, rest in the Lord. Just be silent. Just be quiet for a while. I want to speak to you. You remember Moses? He said that to the Lord. Lord, if your presence will not be with us, do not take me from here. And the Lord said to him, hear what he said. My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. He does not say, I'm going to give you success. He did not say, I'm going to give you prosperity or influence. Or he said, I'm going to give you rest. Some years later, the Lord Jesus Christ came, and he said these words, come to me who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. In an age like that, that everything seems to move so fast, I think it will be very nice for Christians just to have a time of rest and say, I'm going to rest in the Lord because I have committed my life to the Lord, my ways unto the Lord. I know the taste of the delight to know him because I have trust in the Lord. So I will not be afraid of what is going ahead of me. He is with me. He is my shield and my defender. And it's time for us as Christians maybe just to look back, to look to ahead of us and to know what the Lord is preparing for us. Rest means that I stop. Rest is the acknowledge that I have limits in my life. Rest is about being and not doing. Rest is creating a space and time to refill our lives. And David says, just rest in the Lord. Be silent. There's the story of a man that came from the jungle to Barcelona city. He was visiting Barcelona. And the man in Barcelona took him to the Rambla, very busy place. Thousands of people, a lot of noise. Cars, police, all kinds of noise. And they were walking down the street in La Ramblas. And the man in the jungle stopped the man in Barcelona and said, I'm hearing a cricket. Are you hearing a cricket? There is a lot of noise here, and it cannot be possible. He said, yes. It's very clear. I hear a cricket. So after 5 minutes, the man in the jungle went behind a tree and took a cricket. He said, look it, that's a cricket. And the man in Barcelona was really shocked and said, wow, how did you do that? He said, very easy. And you have some coins? Yes, he took a lot of coins from the man in Barcelona. And he said, look at what I'm going to do. Got the coins and threw them up. And when they fall down, everybody just went. And the man in the jungle said, everybody is listening what they want. There can be a lot of noise, but the Lord is speaking to us. And everybody is listening what they want. And it's good for Christians to be filled with the Spirit of the Lord and say, Lord, Lord, speak to me. You know what he will say? Psalm 37. Just trust in me. delight in me. Commit thy ways unto me and rest. Be silent. Let me talk to you, to your dear heart, because I love you, I care for you, and I am the one that rules the history, and I want to rule your life too. It's a joy to be a Christian in the 21st century and to have the Lord with us. And as the people of the Lord, we can say, we rest on thee, our shield and our defender. You will be with us to the end when you will call us home, because we are and we belong to you. May the Lord bless you and keep you in these difficult days. But remember, the Lord is the Lord, and he is our King. He is our Father, and we can trust in him. May the Lord bless you and keep you strong in these last days. God bless you.